in the feud. Yeah, that's what's wrong. So Shiloh was, who was misakin the takona to wash your hands? The tira she dying. So we had a stira, was it our rabbonin? Was it the Beishama Beisilal? Was it the rabbonin? And last kash was, we have rayas that Shloimeh HaMelech was misakin the takona to wash your hands. So Teretz was, Shloimeh Gozel HaKadoshim, Shloimeh made a gzer, you have to wash your hands before you eat kodshim. The Yosawinu and Shama Vihilo later came and made a gzera gozo after truma. That before you eat truma, you also have to wash your hands. So that's how we have a few takonis. First, Shloimeh made it, you have to wash your hands before you eat kochim. Then Shama Vihilo made the gzera, you have to wash your hands before you eat truma. And the oilim wasn't mekabalit. Until later, the Tamidim were gozer and then they were mekabalit. Mor gufa. Omer Rav Yudah Mashmuel. Yud ches gozru over yud ches nechelku. Is in this meeting with the Haram the Aliyah, Hananya ben Gurion, Hananya ben Chizkiah ben Gogorun, they had 18 machlokes in there, and they argued. Yudches Gozer, they made Yudches Gezeris, over Yudches Nechelku. They argued on all these 18 points, they argued. For the Gemara of Tanya Hushru, it says no, that they were masking to one another. Hushru, they equaled out. There was one gave in to the other one. So they did not remain with 18 machlokes in. And the Gemara boy by Yoim Nechleku, when they went up to the Aliyah that day to make these Yudches Devorim, it was Taka Machlokes. Beishamai said yes, or the Tamidim Beishamai said yes, we should make these Yudches Gzerus. And the Tamidim Beisil there said no, it's not Kedai to make the Gzerus. And that the Mishnah says, in this meeting, it was Rabu Tamidim Beishamai over Beisil, they were the Roiv, therefore we passed him these Yudches Gzerus. But that day, it was a Machlokes the whole day. Abu Lamach, the next day, Hushvu. The next day already, then Rashi, Shechazu ben Beisil. The next day, Beisil was masking, there's a reason, a purpose, to make this Yudches Gzeris. And even Beisil was also masking for the Yudches Gzeris. So both are Mekuyim. They tackle Mechulik that whole day, but the next day they were masking one to the other. Gufa. Omer Rafuna. The Gimel Mekoymois Nechloku Shammai Vihil. He Shammai Vihil themselves only had three Machoikisim. Is all the other machlokesim were the Tamidei, Beishama and Beisilu. Of the Shama of Hillel himself only had three machlokesim. What were they? Shama Yoimer, one machlokesim is by Chala. How much kemach, how much flour do you have to have in order to have a chiyuv to take off Chala from the flour? Shama Yoimer, Mikav Chala. If you have a kav of Chala, a kav of flour, for that is a chiyuv to take off Chala. The Hillel Yoimer, Mikabayim. No, you have to have two calves. Two calves is the chiyuv to take off challah. For chomim oimim, alachu hula like a chomim, loike divrizev, loike divrizev. Not like neither of them. El a kav umachta, chayim b'challah. A kav, that's four lugim. Umachta, another half, that's six lugim. A six lugim of flour is mechuyiv in challah. So the Gemara, we'll still see the cheshbon in Rashi. Mishigdilo hamidus, when the midus became bigger, Omru, they said, Chameshes Reboim Kemach. All you have to have is five lugim of Kemach. Reboim is Lashon Revias Halug, like that's a lug. So Chameshes lugim of Kemach, five lug of Kemach you have to have, is Chayovim Bechala. You mechuyiv to take off Chala from. Which usually we say that's 53 eggs and a third. That's how many amount of flour you have to have. Which usually they say if you have 5 pounds of flour, that's mechuyiv to take off challah midiraisa. And minasofik midirabonin, 2.5 to 3 pounds of flour is mechuyiv to take off challah. Magayiv is manazir. If your wife would ever make at one time use that much flour to bake a challah or to make a big cake, to use up 2.5 to 3 pounds of flour, then it should take off challah a little bit. The mash should take off. Is chayav mechal. We have Yosi Yoimer, Yosi say no. Hey, Peturin. If you have only 5 lugim of kemach, that to us that's around 5 pounds of flour, is potter still. Of the hey vioid, hey lugim of flour, vioid a little bit more, then chayovim. Then you mechuyiv in challah. Since the machlokes, one machlokes, Shammai and Hillel, what is exactly the shear, how much flour you have to have in order to have a chiyuv of challah? See Rashi. Kav umachtze. Halach is not like Beisham, not like Shammai, not like Hillel. No, the Chum say it's Kav u'machtza, Yerushalmi. that six lugim of Yerushalmi, that's the measurement of Yerushalmi, shein zayim lugim ubeitza v'chemish beitza l'midas mitboris. According to the mid of mitboris, it's seven lugim and a beitza machza. Vu oimen, what is the shear of chala? Vu oimen l'gugoyles. That's called an oimen l'gugoyles, which is asiras eifo, a tenth of an eifo. Shechayiv b'chala. That's what Torah says. An asiras eifo, that amount of flour you have to give chala from. Kedesev arisoseichem, and we darshan kedei isas. Yeah, kedei isas. Which means a tenth of an eifo. Or midbar. Now, the asifu shtos b'Yerushalayim. That was the shear in the midbar. When they came into Yerushalayim, they made their measurements a sixth more than the measurements that were in the midbar. Nimsa sheish midbaris. If you have six lugim in the midbar time, nechnosos b'chamish Yerushalayimis. When they came into Yerushalayim now, five lugim of Yerushalayimis was considered like six midbaris, because it was a sixth more, each one. So therefore, five had to connect six of midbaris. Now, we said in the midbar there were seven lugim. Now, the lug hanisha, the extra lug left over, beitza, the chemish beitza, and one beitza and a fifth egg, oilin lo lug Yerushalayimi, that goes into the one lug from Yerushalayimi. Shahalug midbari shisha beitza. A lug of a midbar, what's a lug? That's a measurement of six eggs. Nichnasim b'chomesh beitza gdolim, goes into five big eggs. Nimsa halug chotzer beitz gedol is missing one big egg, is ten beitz of a chaymish beitz, take one egg and a fifth of an egg. Tachas beitz gedol instead of the big beitz. Shaha chaymish hu shtus melabar. A fifth is 1/6 from the outside. If you want to add on a sixth, so the fifth is like you add on one more fifth to it. Noisav ala beitzim, nimsu nushisha beitzim gdolim shein lug godol harei hein shisha lugin yushlaimi hein kavu machzim. Kitzav, you have six lugin yushlaimi, that makes up the shear. Now, meshigdilo hamidus, he made a tzipori. When he came into tzipori later, he even made a bigger measurement. Shoit feshtus al yushlaimis, then it is another sixth to more than it was in yushlaimis. Nimsu havov lugim hei, that the six lugim come into five lugim. So the kids are now in Sipari. How many lugim do you have to have to Mechayiv? Chala five. Says, hey, Riboyim is lugim. Five lugim. Shehein Reviyas Akav. Which is, a lug is called Reviyas Akav. So five lugim of flour is Mechayiv in Chala. And we said, that's the Midiraisa, it's 5 pounds. And Midirabon, it should be Machmir between 2.5 to 3 pounds. Chamisha v'yeit chayovim. Yosi says no. You have to have a little bit more than five lugim. The Savar Reb Yosi midah midbarius ho yubeitzim gedolim mishalonu. And the midbar, their eggs were bigger than our eggs. V'ochinam Reb Yosi v'yervin. Reb Yosi is the same sheet in Ervin. The perakets are mishtatfin. Kam is shir chatzi pras. What's the shir of a chatzi pras of a loaf of bread? You have to put aside for nerev. Shnei beitzim shoychkois, tight eggs. 1/20th every egg you have to eat more, because he holds their eggs a little bit bigger than our eggs. There also, it's not exactly 5 lugim, you have to have 5 lugim and a little bit more. So the kids said that's the first machlekes, Shammai and Hillel, the first machlekes, how much flour do you have to have when you knead it up? You put the flour in water and you make a dough out of it. The chiv chal is first chal when you make the dough. It's how much flour has to be in here to mechayiv in chala. Vaitavidach. What's another machlokes between Shammai and Hillel? Hillel oimer molei hin mayim shuvim poislem es hamikvah. So halacha, the word mikvah has to have a sheer mikvah is 40 so. And the midiraiser has to be mayim that comes not ayidei shuvim, not that a person put it into a kli and then you threw it into the mikvah. The water itself has to come into the mikvah by itself. If it comes ayidei shuvim, it's psul. Rav Yishenim learned shuvim is only possible midirabonin. So midiraiser, there's no din shuvim. Midiraiser, a lot of shit is, it's kosher, a mikvah. So only midirabonin that shuvim is possible. Zakoponim, there's aloch in the rabbonin, how much shuvim goes into the mikvah to pass on the mikvah. Those are like this. Once you have a kosher mikvah, you have 40 saw in the mikvah, no matter how much more water you get into it, you can't pass on the mikvah. Once it's kosher, it remains kosher. But when you're first making up the mikvah, before you have men saw, 40 saw water there, Now, if you put a certain amount of mayim lugim there, mayim shuvim, that passes the mikvah. So how much mayim shuvim do you have to put it to mikvah to passel it? So Hillel says, molei hin mayim shuvim. You have to have a hin of mayim shuvim. What's a hin? It's a trashi, that's yud beis lugim. That's 12 lugim. It's a very large amount. Yud beis lugim passes. Trashi poislim, im noflu letoichon. If this amount of mayim shuvim falls into the mikvah, koidim shenishlam, before you have memso in the mikvah, avol nishlam, once you have memso, shuvein nifso, then the mikvah can't become possible anymore. V'afilu himshech letoichon achrechein elif so. Afilu you put 1,000 so later, it doesn't pass on the mikvah. Is once you have a kosher mikvah, no matter how much new water you're into it, you don't pass it. But metchil, if you don't have memso, hal chama abhilam, if you add yud beis lugim mayim shuvim, that passes the mikvah. The only answer is to empty out the mikvah and start off with new. Now, so Gemara shechayev adam lemer b'loshin rabbi. It's a kasha. Why did Hillel use the loshin of hin? Hin is a loshin in the Torah, and the Gemara never used the loshin hin. It should have said yud beis lugim. Why do you say loshin hin? So he said he used this loshin because chayiv adam lemer b'loshin rabbi. So drasha shechayiv adam klemar. Hin ain't a loshin mishnah. Hin is not a loshin that the mishnah uses. El a loshin Torah. That's a loshin the Torah says hin. El a kach shama mepish shemayiv avtalian. The reason why Hillel used this loshin because that's the exact expression his Rebbe used. So the chiyuv to say over the exact way your Rebbe says it, that's why I use the Lashon Hin. Even though he should have really said Yud Beis Lugin. That's one shot. Rabbi, some of the Rashi, B'Lashon, Moshe Rabbeinu. Some say he said it, B'Lashon, the Torah says, like Moshe Rabbeinu said in the Torah. Believe in the Gamgen, Shebekama Mekoymus Lehikpar Akach. And whole Chazal, you don't say the Makpah to say over the exact expression the way it was said in the Torah. Even though the Torah says one Lashon, the Mishnah and Gemara use another Lashonis. See if a Rashi likes his first pshat, that Shama Hillel said over this Lashon Hin, because that's the way he heard it from his Rebbe. His Rebbe said the word Hin, Tzachiyah to say over the Lashon Rebbe says. That's Hillel. Shama Yoyme Tisha Kabin. No, you don't need such a big shear. If 9 Kabim of Mayim Shuvim go into the mikvah first, that passes the mikvah. The Chacham Maimon, though, we pass like the Chomim, Loike Devrizeh. Not like Shama, not like Hillel. No, what is the shear though? Achebo Beis Gadim. The two weavers came. Mishara Ashba Shebishlayim. They came from Yishlayim that they used to work near the Shara Ashba. The Idu. They said over Edus that we heard over a different shear how much Mayim Shuvim passes the mikvah. Mishum Shemayim Atalvian. They said over B'Shem the Rebbe of Hillel B'Shamai, that they said in Edus here, She Shloisha Lugin Mayim Shuvim Poislem Esa Mikvah. That's Talocha. That if 3 Lugin of Mayim Shuvim come into the mikvah first, before you have Memsur, if you take a bucket of water and throw it into the mikvah, before you have Memsur, that passes the mikvah. Call upon him in the Rabban and the mikvah is possible, you can't use this mikvah now. Rashi, Shnei Gardoyim Mishar Ashbeis. Masecht Idyus Meforish Lom Huska Shama Meisam. Why does it say what the business was? V'shem Mekoimam, and it says where they came from. Loimar Shloim Noah Dematzma Beis Hamedrash. Somebody should not hold himself back from coming to Beis Hamedrash. Shein Lachu Umnis Chusa Migardi. That to be a gardi, a weaver, is a very pachuslik umin. Shein Mamidim Emenu Lekein Godel Loimelech. Okay, Godel came to come from that or a melech. The Arminim Gedushin. V'en Shav Yishlayim Pachus Mishar Ashbeis. And the least shar is shar ashbois. The chriyo be edusin kol chachmi Yisrael. And all the chachmi Yisrael still listen to them. They said over edus. So no matter who you are, you should always come into the base of Medrash. Then what was the edus? That shloisha lug yimayim shuvim, the 3 lugs. Our natil shadayim, our revius is always called revius halug, that we wash our hands with. That's called revius halug. That's around, what, 3 or 4 ounces. So that's revius halug. So a lug is around 12 ounces. So 3 times 12, that much passes the mikvah. So the more of a kaimu chachom is the rain. The chomim were makayim, the rain, they pass them like that. That gimel lug yimayim shuvim passes the mikvah. So the more of the idach, what was the third machloikis shamay v'hilul? The idach, shamay leimer kol hanoshim dayin shosim. This is the first Mishnah Masechta Nida. that Lungeya Bizman HaGemara Mishnah, when they ate Trumais, so they had Tyrus around, so the Shana, when Nisha first sees Nida, we have a Chash, maybe the Dam came out already inside a day ago, and she didn't realize it. And she first sees the Dam coming out now. So you have to be Cheshit, maybe she was tummy a day before, and all the Tyrus she touched the last day should become tummy. So it's a Shana, the Rabbana made such a Gzeira now. Shammai Aimer, no. Kol ha-noshim dayin shosim. Dayin shosim means from the time they see the dam, the first time they see dam, that's when we say they're tummy. And before that, they have a cheskas tor, that even though they touched truma yesterday or an hour ago, that truma is still tor. V'hil loyma, no. Mivkida lepkida. She's only tor from the last time she made a bedika. Kol zaman she didn't make a bedika, we have to be choshish, maybe right after the last bedika, the dam came out of the makor and was inside her. And Allah of a need there is, as soon as the dam leaves the makor, even though it's inside her, she's tummy. So we have to be cheshit, maybe the dam came out a week, a few days ago, so all the tyrus she touched in between is tummy. The afil yom harbi, even though a lot of days passed by since she didn't make a bedika, all those days, anything truma she touched is tummy. That's shamet, that's hilat Allah. But loike de reserve. Not like shamet, not like hilat. Elo. What do we hold? What's the halacha? Me eis leis me mayit ayidei me pkid lepkida. His halacha, it can't be more than 24 hours. If she sees dam nida now at 12 o'clock in the afternoon, the last 24 hours she's tamei nageya to truma. That if she touched truma or kutchim the last 24 hours, we say she's tamei. Of me eis leis ayidei me pkid lepkida. It's 24 hours unless she made a bedika during the last 24 hours. As if she made a bedika 5 hours ago and she was tur then, so pshita, there's no dam 5 hours ago. So then she's only tummy the last 5 hours. So minas tam we neman, she was tummy 24 hours ago. Unless she made a bedika during these last 24 hours, then we know for sure she's tur. Omevkid lebkida mamayit ayad miyes liyes. And then what then, if you made the last bedika 3 days ago, so we say she can't become tummy more than miyes liyes. A sometimes 24-hour period is memayit from the shear of last mepkida. The last bedika was 3-4 days ago. So Chum says she can't be tamal the mafrei so long. We're only mitamal the mafrei only meyes leis and not more. Said Rashi. Kol hanoshin Rashi haroy is dam. Any each that sees dam neither. Hal shamai dain shosim letamei tayrois mishas riyosin veilach. Only from the time that they saw the dam, then do we say the tyrus atomi. But lamafreya the rotor. Hilo holds no, mevkid lepkida, lamafreya. But kohayoyim umitsasa toira, if she was bedekah earlier in the morning and she was torm, or but kohlesayf shavua, at the end of the week, umitsasa temeya, at the end of the week, she is bedekah herself again, and then she saw dam, is choshin lamagon, vechoshis, anything she touched. This whole past week, mebdika rishayna v'evach shemim silat yader rosa. Maybe from the second she took away the bdika a week ago, that's when the dam came out. So this whole past week, v'choshes, maybe she's tamei, and all the tyrus that she touched is tamei. Only how kilo. But lalach is like the chum that says, no, me'eis leis me'mayit al-yad me'pkid lepkida. Trashi shnei zmanim huskru bolam afreya. Both zmanim apply. Lahalach acher akal, go boss of the kal shebem. Im mipkid lepkida yoser al meisleis. If the last bedika was a good 2 days ago, then we say halach acher meisleis. She's not tummy more than 24 hours ago. V'im miyeshliyes yeser al mipkid lepkida. But if the last bedika was only 10 hours ago, 5 hours ago, then halach acher lepkida. Then we go after the last bedika and say since she checked herself in the morning. That she saw she was tor, so she sees dam. At now she can't be tamal amafraya more than the last bedika. Memayit ayad Rashi memayit achra means after that it's memayit, it comes less. So these are the three machlokes we have between Shammai and Hillel. For the Gemara of Sulek is it true only these three machlokes and no more? Voika, there's another machlokes. Hillel oimer lismach. The shalat if you bring a korban on yomtiv, you bring in the dova on yomtiv. Is there a mitzvah to do a smicha on Yontif or not? So machloek is Shammai and Hillel. Hillel says, lismich, you should make a smicha on Yontif. The Shammai yamish le lismich, no. Even though you can bring the korban, of a smicha is like a shvus, you shouldn't do the shvus on Yontif. So we see another machlokes shama v'hilul. And the Gemara ki kamera puna that there are only three machlokes in hecha the leka pluk to the rafsa badayu, that nobody else is mechulak, only shama v'hilul. But in this machlokes whether you can make a smicha not, there are a lot of rabbanim adings on that. So Rashi, lismach pluk tehi the beishama v'hilul gabi mevi'in the nedarim radavus v'semcha b'yomtiv. Could you bring in a dova on yomtiv? And vayta, could you make a smicha? Smicha means the Bailam has to put his hand on top of the head of the korban and put his whole goof on top of the korban, which is a shal and a mal on yomtiv and Shabbos, as ain't semcha with Baal Chai. You're not supposed to be mishtamish with the Baal Chai. So the shal, if you're allowed to do the smicha on yomtiv or not. So it's not like it. And the Gemara, ki kam rafuna, hecha adaleka, plug to the rafsa. Sholosh mekoy mesham rafuna, lo nechlukov vhem, rabbi sayyem, no rishonim. There's no machlokes before this. Abu smicha, kola avas bebezdin, vanesiyem miyosi ben yuezer, ad hilo nechlukov be mesecha chagiga. As the Gemara chagiga brings down a whole set of tanoim before shama b'hilo, they have the same machlokes. So it's not only a machlokes shama v'hilul, it's the machlokes other tanoim also. So that we don't bring down. We're bringing down three machlokes sin that only shama v'hilul had the machlokes. But this machlokes, a lot of other people had the machlokes. For the Gemara, Bo'ika is another machlokes. We'll have later in the next Mishnah. Ha'boitza legaz, if somebody takes grapes and starts squeezing them, legaz, to put them into the vat, to make wine out of it, is shama yoimeh huksha. The question is now, the juice of the grapes fall on the outside of the vat and drip down. It drips outside the vat. Is that called mayim that you wanted, that could be makshir, the kabotumah? Now this juice, this grape juice, falls on oichel, falls on apples on the floor. Now locker is an apple, oichel can't be makabotumah unless first water went on the oichel. Water was makshir the oichel makabotumah. What type of water do you have to have? Water that's kiyutan that you're nicha with. Some water that you had some use from, you're nicha with that water. And the question, are you nicha with this juice that's dripping out? One svar is no, since it's dripping libud, it's going on the floor, you're not going to use it. It's not called you're nicha with that water. So the shayla of this like grape juice that's dropping out is a called benichusa to be mafshir the peris anak. So haboitza lagas, sham mayem huchshir. Yes, that grape juice could be huchshir the peris lakabotumba. No, it's not huksha. So Drashi, haboitzer anovim, you take grapes, ledorchem to squash them, begas in the vat. Dilo haboitzer litzimukim, if you only squash the grapes to make raisins out of them, then pshita, mashka yetzimei in machshirin. The juice that comes out of the raisins is not machshir. The lanichale, you zicha don't want that juice. You just want that juice to fall away on the floor. You don't want to use it. You're working now and making raisins. But here where you're working to make grape juice or to make wine, so you really want this juice to come out. Now here we're talking about the juice that dropped into the floor. Ishamayam hukshiru, the yayin had nidluf mehem, agabeim, the wine that falls off on top of them, on the back of them. The afagab yozali b'loritz, even though it's going to fall on the back of the kli and fall down to the floor, still, since you're oisik and making wine, it's called yenicha with the juice. Shesheses min asalim, gzeiru tzegzeiru why, shem yivetzrenu bekufres muzafafes, kufres lakamei. Maybe you'll squash it in talim that has like a sieve inside it, that the juice falls down into another kli, and then you will be mekabel the juice. So that juice is yenicha wine. Even though this kli have now when the juice falls off, it falls to the full ibud. So you don't want that juice. So Rabbanim Ogoizer, this juice is also called yenicha with it, also in a case where you're squashing the kli that has a sieve on top, and the bottom has another kli to makabel the juice. Then you zicha want the bottom juice. But this we'll see later. So the kid said, Tzemachloik Yesham and Hildo. And for the Gemara, Hiloim Elohukshu, and the Gemara Barmi Nei, Teyahi, Tehosem Koshosek Lehilo Leshamai. Because there, right away, as soon as Shammai said his svara that the Rabbanim should make zera that the mashki is huksher, Hillel was maskim. So that's not called the machlokes. As we're only saying three places they were machulak that they stayed with the machlokes. Hillel didn't give in to Shammai. Shammai didn't give it to Hillel. But here, by this machlokes, right away, Hillel was maskim to Shammai. Rashi Yeshosik leHillel lo yomeh bla machlokusa. Didn't stay with machlokes. Tanya v'Pirkin oisa yoyim hoy Hillel kofav. Hillel was cut off to Shammai. We'll see later soon. So that's why we don't reckon just this case. Right. Yosi ben Yehuda is Tredov, Yosi ben Yochanan is Yushlayim, Gozru Tumah Leretz Amim, V'Yachlis Chuchis. The Brayis before said that these Chachomim made new Gzeres. They made a Gzeres that Eretz Amim, that means Eretz of Chutz Loretz, outside Eretz Yisrael, has a Tumah to it. So if Truma touches it, it passes the Truma becomes Tumah. V'Yachlis Chuchis. They also made a Gzeres that glass can be Mekabel Tumah. If Midirais Torah only says that Kli Matchis is Mekabel Tumah. A metal Kli is Mekabel Tumah. Turn us talk about a glass. The Rabbanim made Xerah, glass is also Mekabel Tumah. If a Sheretz or a Nava Tumah touches the glass is Mekabel Tumah. So the Gemara, for a Rabbanim, the Shmonim Shon the Gozer. How could we say that Yosef ben Yehuda is Tzreid of Yosef ben Yechanan? Yerushalayim made Xerah on Eretz Amim, that Chutzlar has a Tumah to it. We know for care that the Rabbanim of the 80 years made the Gzeirah. We'll soon see what it means. The Yom Rav Kana, Kishachol Rebbe Yishmav Rebbe Yosi, Shol Choloi LeRebbe, he sent to Rebbe, and he said, Om Alonu, tell us, Beis V'Gimul Dvorim, Shomato Lonu, Shomato Mishom Avicha. Tell us two or three things that you say over B'Shem your father. Shol Achlem, he sent back, Kach Omer Abba, this is what my father told me, that Kuf Pei Shona, 180 years, Achloi Chorv HaBayis, as the last 180 years of the Bayis Sheni was already Poshto Malchus or Rishal Yisrael. As the Malchus Roim already started to give service to Klal Yisrael. Drashi, Malchus Horshoa means Roimi. Poshto is Chilul Ekhoibshon. As 180 years before the Churban HaBayis, Roim already started to give service to Klal Yisrael, like started to make the Churban HaBayis. Teishona, 80 years before the Churban, actually Churban HaBayis, Gozru Tumo Aleratam. Hey, so Sanhedrin Gedolah then, the Chum then, made a Gzeirah, that they said, Eretz Amin, anybody go in the Chutz Loretz, that's Matami you. The Al Kli Schuchis, and they made a Gzeirah on Kli Schuchis. So Chutz Akash, it's not Yosi ben Yehuda, it's Tzredah made a Gzeirah, it's this Sanhedrin of the 80 years before the Churban HaBayis that made these Gzeirahs, that they asked Eretz Amin, and they made a Gzeirah on Kli Schuchis. Vaiti said over, Mem Shona, the last 40 years before the Churban HaBayis, Actually, Chorav HaBayis, Golsalor Sanhedrin. The Sanhedrin was the Golis. That means they didn't sit anymore in the base of Migdish, the Paskin Shailas, the Yoshvalor Bechanuyas. They had to sit hiddenly in stores. Why? Because the Malchus Roy made Gzeirus already, that they didn't let any more Sanhedrin go there, the Paskin Shailas anymore, so they couldn't stay in the base of Migdish. They had to go to Halton to do it secretly. This was 40 years before. But the more my hilchos, my nafkamina, that they couldn't be in the base of Mikdash anymore, that they had to go out in Golus, or Rav Yitzchak bar Avdi Miloy Mashlad Donal Dinei Knossos. That now the Sanhedrin can't pass the Dinei Knossos anymore. But the Havamina was, even for Knossos, Yidavka have to be in the base of Mikdash. For the Gemara, Dinei Knossos, like what I said, what kind of Havamina is that? What's wrong with passing Knossos? Avi, a Bezin that has Smicha, you're allowed to pass Knossos. Even a Chutzlos, a Bezin that has Smicha, could pass Knossos. So what's that? The after they had to be in the base of Midrash? Ela Eima Shlodono Dinah Nefoshes. That means that they're not passing any more Dinah Nefoshes. It's in order for Bezdin to pass from Dinah Nefoshes, there had to be a Bezdin that's in the base of Midrash. So Taisama asked the Kasha, how do you know this halacha? Where does it say you have to be in the base of Midrash? There's a prospect the Kamto Yelisa El Amakom, so we only dash and that's going on a Zokin Mamri. The Parsha of Zokin Mamri is only in the base of Midrash. But stamp to pass Kandina Mamnis, you gotta pass even Chutz from the base of Migdish. So Tayyus here blies with Sarachir. But Tayyus and Avoid Zorah says, the Yisoid is that if there's a Bezdin in the base of Migdish, then all other Bokadinim that have Chav Gimel have a right to pass Kandisa. But if there's no Bezdin in the base of Migdish, then nobody has a right to pass Kandina Nefoshes. And Din Nefoshes has to do with the Shechinah, that you have to have a Bezdin in the base of Migdish. So now these last 40 years, that there was no more Bezdin in the Beis HaMikdash, no place could they pass Kedin in the Foshes. Right. Right. So we have a Kasha now. How could you say Yosef ben Yehuda made the Gzeres of Eretz Amim? It says here the Bezdin of Peishonah made the Gzeres. V'chiteimah v'peishonah. Nam yinu hevi, maybe there's no steer, they're both there. His Yosef ben Yehuda, his Sreid of Yosef ben Yechon, was part of his Bezdin that was there by the 80th year before the Churban. The Gemara name, Votanya. Hillel, Vishimin Gamliel, Vishimin, Nohogun, Siyosom, Nefnei Abayis, Meyeshonah. These people were 100 years before the Churban Abayis.
The Ilu Yosef ben Yoezer is Sreder. The Yosef ben Yochanan have a Kod Metuva. They were even way before Hillel, Vishimon, Gamliel, Vishimon. Because it says they lived way before the last 80 years before the Churban. So they were before this Bezdin. Smell to Sira. If you say they were Geyser, why do we have to have the Gzera, the new Bezdin, Tapaskin of Peshana? It's a Sira. It's a Raya.